When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
What up? This is Shan, and this is Cozy Womb Podcast. This is Ari. Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Anya.
Hi.
What up? What up? This is episode 59, Cozy Womb. My name is Shan. Welcome back and welcome to today's episode is about today's kids. They will never understand Saturday morning cartoons that were really good. When I was excited about watching the Saturday morning cartoons, we had nowhere to be. You know, me and my brother, we had nowhere to be. You knew your mom didn't want the TV to watch stories because they only came on during the week. And the whole challenge Saturday morning, where I lost miserably, is being the first to go downstairs and get the remote. If you had the remote, you were basically captain of television for the day. Unless one of my brothers got up, went to the bathroom, and took the remote with them. Petty, I know, but that was like the life. But I remember like back then, all the cartoons, they were different in their own way. Like none of the cartoons looked exactly the same. The illustrators had their own ideas, and everything was just like fresh ideas, and you either liked it or you didn't like it. There was nobody trying to be like the next person. The theme songs, you knew the theme songs way better than today's theme songs. Like, dude, these cartoons today even have theme songs? I doubt it. What else is good? Today's kids will not know the fun all day games like Manhunt. Like when I lived in Maryland, we was living in Laurel. We lived in these huge apartments. They weren't projects. It was just like a huge apartment complex called Stewart Manor. And it was what? I even remember the street, mind you. This is when I was like 8 or 9. The street was Sharon Court that we live on. Apartment 204. That girl memory good, honey. Man, we played Manhunt all day. Mind you, each apartment building had about, I want to say, 12 apartments in it. Upstairs, downstairs, every apartment building had a basement with a laundry room in it and a back door. man, we played Manhunt from, I want to say, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And we had probably like two or three teams. And basically, everybody had to find the next team member. And if you got found by the next team member, you was out. And if you was found like outside at the park, just in the open, you knew that you were out the game. And we played that all day. What else did we play? We played Blind Man's Bluff. That's basically where you at the playground. And you got to keep your eyes closed and look for people. And try to catch people after you count. We played Red Light, Green Light. We played... what else did we play? Simon Says, but that got corny. We played Mother May I, where you say things, but if you don't say Mother May I, whatever, you're out. We played that. What else did we play? We went to the basketball court. We had tournaments. We went to the pool. We like scraped up money for the ice cream truck because the ice cream truck was lit. He had like those poppers that you threw on the ground that sound like fireworks. He had hot pickles. Sleepy. He had like the best ice cream. He had the candy cigarettes, like all that shit. I remember when I was younger, I used to purposely look for like caterpillars, like a caterpillar nest in the tree, and knock that shit down. Why? I don't know. what else? When it snowed in Maryland, we would, me and my brother would make like igloos in the mountains of the snow until the people came and like took the snow away with the big truck and shit. So we would scrape out all the snow and have like this cave for like a day until the truck came the next day. And it was fun. We used to eat in there and do all types of stuff. What else did we do? They just don't, kids today don't know like the value of being outside and just creating games and just hanging with your friends and like talking about kid like things. Like, I don't ever remember being a kid and wanting to be an adult or wanting a phone or wanting to sit and like use technology and talk to somebody when they're right in front of me. Like, it was just, it was a different way of thinking. There were days on Saturdays where my brother and I didn't want to go out. Like, we would sit in the house and draw all day or eat the groceries that my mom got, Lucky Charms, whatever. Like, we were chilling. There were days where like my family would come see us on the weekend from out of state. It was like a luxury to go to the mall and buy things. We would walk pretty much everywhere when we was in Maryland because my mom didn't drive. Well, she couldn't drive because her vision would go in and out. But today's kids would never know like the value of good television. The value of having to be in the house by a certain time to catch something on TV at the certain time because it's not coming on again. You can't record it unless you have like it on the VHS and recording it from the VCR. What you know about VHS. Today's kids would never know that TV actually went off. Back in the day, like rice grains, like it's time to go to your bed because ain't nothing else on TV. Kids today will never know the value of having a mother that made three meals a day and you had to sit at the table and eat in the kitchen with no TV in the kitchen. There was no TV in my kitchen when I was younger. Kids today will never understand the fun in sitting on the stoop with your family and friends and just actually watching life happen outside and just chill and eat food and the bets that happen when you sit on the stoop. as a kid, you know, my brother and my cousin bet me one time to throw a brick at a car, and I remember throwing that brick and it hit the back of somebody's window while they was driving. Boy, we hauled butts into the house, dog. They didn't know where that brick came from. Shit was crazy. What else? Kids today will never know the excitement in going to the corner store. When we lived in Philly, there was like a corner store diagonal right across the street from my house that was on the corner of Cedar Avenue. I think it was 5759 Cedar Avenue, that big house on the corner. The whole house. It used to be like two apartments. Actually three, because the basement was like a whole apartment, and my dad eventually bought the whole thing. Man, that house was so big. There were so many places to hide. The basement was huge, but it was always dark, and I was always scared of going down the basement because the washing dryer was down there, but it was so loud, and my brother used to always scare me, so I would hate going down the basement, but my mom would sew down in the basement. My dad used to have his barbershop in the basement of the house, but he moved it to a different location, so I remember the chairs and the setup still being in there like a shop, but my mom would have her sewing machines, her big surgeon machines downstairs, and there was a bathroom in the back of the kitchen with like a tub. The kitchen was right there. I hated the kitchen because it was so closed in. We had two refrigerators in the kitchen. We had a deep freezer. Like, boy, we had food. My dad was like the file cabinet king. There was two big metal file cabinets in the kitchen. It was a huge kitchen, come to think of it. And then we had the dining room, where the couch was, where we actually watched TV. Then we had a second living room, which was like to the front of the house where nobody really sat. It was just like pictures and chairs. And then my mom had like these beads that led you up the steps. And I guess they kept it there. Like these wooden beads that were just hang from the ceiling to the floor to let you know if somebody was coming downstairs or going upstairs. Man, a house of character, dog. A house of memories where you actually appreciated being in it and not really having anything to do, but you're finding things to do. Like, today's kids will never know the value in exploring your home and finding things to do. Like, my mom had encyclopedias. We would go through the encyclopedias randomly throughout the day. My mom had like this huge medical book where you can see like the pictures of all these different rashes and diseases and stuff. And it used to gross me out, but something just kept making me like look back at like certain rashes and stuff. It was so gross. But she had like crazy books, and we always loved to look at the books. She had subscribed to the National Geographic. I remember as a kid waiting for the mailman to put the mail through the door. We had those little slots on the door, and so I could get my Highlight magazine. My mom had a subscription to Highlight magazine, which is crazy expensive now. Like, I want to get that for Anya. She's 4 and she's reading. Like, she really doesn't need pictures to figure out what words are now, which is really good. But I still want to get her a subscription to the Highlight magazine because it's a good magazine for kids. What else? Just being in, kids today would never know being in church all damn day on Sunday, dog. Sunday school, snacks, eating at church on the holidays, wanting to go home, playing in the parking lot, like a whole day affair. church as a kid. What else was fun? Being able to explore, going to the store by yourself as a kid. Like today, 2018, would I ever send any of my girls to the store by themselves? Hell no. No. Mm-mm. You're not going nowhere by yourself. Like, it's just the morale and the value that people have today, that people show, that people don't have. I don't trust it. So I would never send any of my kids to the store by themselves to get anything. Like, you want to go to the store? We all going. Like, my mom used to always tell my brothers, take such and such. They never would want to take me. Like, I'm not sending my kids nowhere. I remember as a kid, sometimes my mom wasn't the one that came to pick me up from school. One of my brothers would. Sometimes it was my oldest brother that would pick me from school, and that means I was getting a neck ride all the way home. I want to say my elementary school was like 6 or 5 blocks from the house. Neck ride, back ride. And I used to feel so proud, like, as a little girl, knowing that one of my big brothers is going to come pick me up from school. And, I don't know. Everybody thought my family was so huge because every day I could have, like, a different sibling come pick me up from school. You know. I don't know. There's a joy in just being full of gratitude that you have family around you. You have a home. There's things in your home that you explore. There's things in your home that you don't understand. I remember in my room, I used to love being in my room. And the closet was like a walk-through closet, but it was built in the wall. And I think it was about 6 mirrors on the outside. And each one of them had doors. And you could walk through it. I remember just walking through each door and opening up doors. Like, my house was a perfect house for hide and seek. It was fun. But today's kids, they don't appreciate that stuff. They just want stuff. And they don't care about being home. And they never were pleased. And they don't care about, like, how hard it is. Now that I'm a parent, how hard it is to have a house full of food. And still maintain a whole household and have it run properly. And still maintain, you know, nights and hours of my mom staying up with my brother and I doing projects. I remember one time my mom and my brother and it was just a house full of excitement because my mom was helping my brother make the Willy Wonka chocolate factory out of cardboard, and all the characters and all the the layouts of everything in the movie. It was so much fun because my mom was very creative, and all of my siblings are creative. I'm the only one that went to college, or something creative that I wanted to do. But they still had, like, their own ideas. I remember my mom helping me make a George Washington Carver, a school, and the chairs in the school, and the people. And I remember it winning an award. I think it was like first place or second place when I was in second grade. Like, it was so good. Like, I loved doing projects with my mom. She would stay up late with us, even after making dinner and cleaning up. And I never remember my dad helping us with these. But he would be like up in the living room watching TV or watching boxing or counting his money or cleaning his gun or something at his desk. But my mom was more so hands-on, and she was always home and she was always available. today's kids, they will never understand that. They will never appreciate that. And I hope, as I'm like raising my kids, that they value some days of not turn on the TV. They value some days of just playing music. They value some days of just reading. That they value some days of just being outside and at the park and just sharing each other's silence. I hope that they value just a day of like coloring or drawing or painting. You know, things like that. I hope my kids grow to understand that those things are important and special and we shouldn't take it for granted. But today's kids, they will never understand, okay? Never. They will never understand the hype behind Macaulay Culkin and those walkie-talkies. I remember me and my brother got that for Christmas. It was just way better to be a kid back in the day. Now, I don't know. These kids too busy wanting to be adults. And I don't know about you, but I'm trying to go back in the womb, honey. Because this adult life. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. What is it when y'all was kids that, you know, you don't think these kids today would relate to? I'm curious. Like, what did y'all do as kids? Just curious.
Good night, good night, good night, good night.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.